USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. There's a report that Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report made it seem less damaging than it is. The New York Times claims associates of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.